K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again, back. We are back, folks, on another edition here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. Eddie Greer, your host of this podcast. Yes, we are back. Yep, I've been saying it all day today. When I have a chance to have some time to record here on the show. Yeah, we're back. On iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. And there's obviously there's one more thing to do. That's off the podcast. We'll see how that goes here very shortly. Oh, man, getting from right, point A, point B, point C. But anyways, staying on course here. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is your very first time checking out this podcast. You want to, what's happened? Why? Did you take a break or something? Yeah, we had to be on a hiatus a little bit. Exactly 1 week from last week. Exactly. I was getting ready to record a brief intro real quick before we go. And this will come out tonight because it's going to be an example of why we are a daily podcast. I was recording one of the episodes. Again, we can't really go back. We can only review, obviously. Recording when I was about to, it was actually a baseball pod. I think where I was recording, and then it's like, what's going on? Why can I not post? It won't let me do anything. Yeah, we're on a hiatus there for a while, but not too long because we're back now. And our first episode back was out, came out not around 9 o'clock ish, somewhere in there. So if you haven't checked that out, go please do so, because this weekend is a perfect example of why we are a daily podcast. The Wildcat bus don't stop on Friday. Nope. We continue to make it moving. Saturday, Sunday, yeah, even the holidays as well. So we're a daily podcast, sometimes two episodes, like today. And maybe here and there a third episode, what you're going to get right now. What you get here in a little while. Here, as we're going to set up the rest of the weekend here for you. I usually do this in the beginning of the week, but since we're finally back on live, figure, you know what, have a little intro a little bit of what we do here on this podcast, news recaps after postcast after every K-State athletic event. Yes, I said after every K-State athletic event, no matter what it is. That's even women's golf, men's golf, indoor track and field. We have both our teams ranked right now. The men's indoor team, actually, they're just speed of track and field. They're probably wrapping up their one-day regular season finale in the indoor side, the Steve Miller Invitational. I was just going down currently right now as I speak in this podcast. The women's tennis team, one of two matches this weekend, playing Old Dominion. I don't know, they didn't have the time when it started, so again, we'll have a reaction to that throughout the weekend as well. So again, that's kind of just a gist. And of course, if you're not subscribed now, or you were subscribed and checked out a little bit, well, because of the hiatus, well, we're back. So make sure you tap right back in. For those new listeners, make sure you go hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell, time to update your content daily. Y'all, we first to be notified about it. Yeah, so it's been a full day, basically, me podcasting on this podcast. The Steve Miller Invitational, as I said, probably still going on right now, or in the closing stages of that. Or probably going to be, when this comes up, probably all be wrapped up there. Old Dominion for women's tennis. So yeah, I actually recorded an off-air pod on women's tennis. Probably it's not going to come out anyways now, because the Old Dominion one will come out. And of course, the main attraction tonight, baseball. The boys in purple back down in Arlington, Texas, officially. They arrived there last night. And of course, with all this crazy winter weather going on, cold front, windy. It was super windy this morning and all of that. The boys in purple are back in Arlington, Texas for the Armitage Bank College Classic, which I talked about, which that episode just came out just a moment ago. And it's today, of course, podcast. So I'm not going to debrief any much more than that. I'm just going to spitball here at what else is going on. Here, as we're kind of on the catch up this weekend, and we're going to be right back to doing these postcasts here in order, I believe, in order. So there you go. We're probably with baseball first, because they're going to be taking on ninth ranked Auburn tonight. So all three of those games, again, will be in primetime game one tonight. And again, the Batcats are off to a thunderous start. They're looking for more noise to make more noise tonight. And they look to upset top 25 ranked, well, make sure it was to be top 10 ranked opponent, Auburn. We know what happened last year with Arkansas. Last year, we beat them for the second year in a row last year. I wish they were on the schedule this year, but I say we can't win with you, Auburn. But another SEC opponent in the waiting in the wings here. And while this goes up, that will actually be starting a little bit after 7 o'clock. So once this pod is rolling about 7:30, somewhere in there, and that game will be underway. So that's what's kind of a look back at that. Tomorrow, once again, let's recap it again. Men's and women's basketball, kick it off. First, men's basketball on the road under interim head coach Matthew Driscoll, taking on 13-ranked Texas Tech. And again, for whatever reason, this men's Wildcat basketball team plays better away from Bramlage. Even though, yes, they beat Baylor pretty bad earlier this week. Again, we did not have a chance to do a postcast because we're off air there as well. So again, if history has repeated itself here this year for this team, probably the second positive is they play much better away from Bramlage. And I'll probably give these guys a shot. as inconsistently, and sometimes it can be bad they've been this year, they have been really competitive, super competitive on the road, in which where you look back at it, when this season is over for K-State men's basketball, you're going to be looking at, on the road, four games that stick out in my mind that they should have won on the road. Yeah, Arizona State, one of them, yep. Let's see, Iowa State, another one. West Virginia, another one. TCU. That's four games right there that could right off the bat shoot right on top of my head for this team that they should have won. And, yeah, especially, really, the last two. TCU winning that game and, of course, TCU, I think that was wire to wire, yeah. And he lost it in the final seconds of the game. And then, of course, West Virginia, they outplayed them for 16 minutes of that game there. So those are four games that stick out, which this team could be. And then there are a couple games that they got away on at home, not playing very well in front of your home students or home fans for that matter. We could be sitting here in a little bit more conversation still. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm bringing this up. We could still be sitting here again. It's a whole what if thing with Jerome Tang. You would have 500. This team is four games under 500. Go figure. You get away those games, you're sitting there at least a game over 500. I at least can give them that. But all you can think you do is now is worry about the future, and that's what this podcast is going to go now. Since we missed basically a full week of episodes on the show. So we got that going on, and then women's basketball follows up at home back in Manhattan. The Dunson Foul Showdown Round 2 with KU. K-State needs to get their get back. They're after getting drilled the first meeting. So we'll see what happens there. And then, of course, Game 2 of the M&T Bank College Baseball Series continues with them, with the K-State Batcats facing an old Big 12 foe, Nebraska, tomorrow night, same time at 7 Central. This is Pro Bunch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here for Let's Look at the Weekend. You know, usually I do these. I started out doing the weekend previews. But then I did a little series called What's Good. I kind of stole this for somebody. Look ahead to the MHK. So I did this in the beginning, including the weekends. But now, well, let's back. Figure, you know what, let's bring it, this segment back again. This is where all bits right. And then you turn the calendar to Sunday. February is going to be in the books for all know it, because this weekend has just flown by. I just don't know why. For whatever crazy reason, this weekend has flown by. And now we're seeing these corporations, these longer days. It's kind of a nice little evening out. I know it's a little cold out here in KC, Missouri. It started out windy as it could be, and now I'm looking out here outside the window, HE3 confines. Well, we're setting up for some little nice sunset. Pro Patcher Podcast continues. Look at the weekend preview here. Bringing back kind of an old segment here on the show. Eddie Greer, the podcast is back. K-State Nation, yes, the podcast is back. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Like, hit the long bell. Talking about this content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. We're going to have plenty to discuss, and I need, obviously, there's other great K-State content going on right now. Coming out, KC Sports Network. Just laid out a couple good episodes there I'll be listening to this weekend. There, Power Cat Podcast, Bosco's Boys, let's see, Exit 313 had a recent episode come out as well. So you want to make sure you're tapped into all the family of podcasts, including this one. Makes its return today after a week off. Yeah, so Sunday, yeah, February is gonna be a wrap pretty soon. So Sunday, tennis, hosting 53rd ranked Minnesota. So they got that going on. Again, I don't have time for that there. So then women's golf all day long. And this is going to be a one-day tournament. The Westbrook Invitational for Stuberg, the head coach of the women's golf program. That's an all-day thing. And then it'll all wrap up a 6:30 tilt with Michigan. A rematch. One of the teams was in this. Well, both K-State and Michigan were in this tournament last year. They're back again, and they're facing off each other again for the second straight year in a row in the M&T Bank College Baseball Series. That will wrap up on Sunday night in Arlington, Texas. We're going to have all the postcasts this time for you on that one. So I'm looking forward to the weekend getting caught up there as well. And I'm actually going to fast forward and make it a step further. On Monday, again, the season's winding down. The season's winding down fast for K-State women's basketball. They'll be on the road taking on Baylor before, I believe, wrapping up with Iowa State at home. Yeah, so the women's basketball, they only got three
games left. Yeah, three games left of the season here already. While the men's basketball game, I think, has five, to be exact, right? So there's that. I did not expect that. Yeah, so that's another thing to talk about. But so there's a look there at the weekend, this weekend, for coming up for the rest of the weekend here for K-State Athletics here as we continue to get into the weekend here. And I'll be here for all the post-game action here as we get on here. Double checking something real quick here. Let's see. Okay, yeah, we'll be back for sure. Yeah, because we already have an episode ready to go for tomorrow morning. So there's that. And then after work, I will do a postcast of one of the events from today. Baseball will be first for sure. So we'll have that. I'll do that one first, and then everything else will follow along. And I do want to record another EG3 pod. I already have one set, even though it's been a week out there. But I already have one set, and I want to do another one after a short run. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend here for this podcast. So you want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast. So there is kind of a lowdown what's going on with K-State Athletics this weekend. A Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free, available daily, or just record K-State content. Yes, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast in the books. Go Cats.